AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A body has been found in the rubble of an apparent gas explosion in Manhattan's East Village. Three buildings were leveled Thursday. Two people had been unaccounted for. Both were believed to be in the ground floor sushi restaurant in the building where the explosion took place. Officials have not identified the body found today in New York. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was asked about the status of Iran nuclear talks.
Are you optimistic that we'll get it through?
I'm not paid to be optimistic.
There are indications of some progress, but some issues still need to be worked out. Western officials involved in the talks tell the AP Iran is considering demands for further cuts to its uranium enrichment program, but it is pushing back on how long it must limit technology it could use to make atomic arms. The deadline is Tuesday to reach a preliminary agreement. A new video released by the Islamic State group shows its fighters cutting off the heads of eight men said to be Shiite Muslims. The video posted on social media said the eight men were beheaded in the central Syrian province of Hama. The Arab League is giving the coalition of Arab countries the go-ahead to continue airstrikes on Yemen. The AP's Brian Rowan has the story.
The goal of those airstrikes is to restore the president to power. A good part of the country has been taken over by rebels known as Houthis. The airstrikes against the Houthis are led by Saudi Arabia and the coalition of countries around them. At the end of the summit, they also came up with a second declaration. The Arab countries plan now to create an intervention force that could be used against terrorism.
A ski area in southern Montana is open again. There was a brief evacuation at Red Lodge Mountain because of a wildfire. Winds have died down there. Today is Palm Sunday, the start of Holy Week for Christians. That is the sound of music from the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. At the Vatican, Pope Francis stressed humility and remembered the dead in the Germanwings plane crash in France. This is AP Radio News. At the box office, Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell lost out to an alien. DreamWorks Home is the number one movie this weekend.
Now he is vibrating. Is he going to explode?
No, he's just purring.
Why do you have this thing? Is it useful? Does it give meat or milk?
What? Ew, no.
That's Jim Parsons and Rihanna. Get Hard with Hart and Ferrell finished a distant second at the box office. Tomorrow in Boston is the dedication of the Kennedy Institute in honor of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. His widow, Victoria, says this all started as a suggestion during a family dinner.
I think back then it was something for the study of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And of course, Teddy just thought, his eyes lit up and he said, yes.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. The Institute includes a full-size replica of the Senate chambers. Visitors can role play as senators weighing the pressing issues of the day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.